We have with us, boy, just a room full of people now. Hopefully, I think we got microphones for everyone. If not, we can certainly share. But we have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff.
Along with City Administrator Ben Martig. Ben. And also Dave Bennett, Northfield City Engineer. Thank you so much for coming in. We're all assembled here today to talk about the wastewater treatment facility. We had another incident there on the morning of July the 2nd. And first of all, I want to just ask where we're at as far as the river itself and Lake Bilsby that was closed down. Dakota closed down swimming in those two bodies of water. Where are we at now? Is that
Jeff? I can answer that.
Okay.
So we do have the advisory in effect until 2 p.m. today. So we're waiting for some additional test results. Tests are looking favorable in terms of how they compare to recreational water quality standards. So things are looking up from the spill, and hopefully this afternoon, hopefully that advisory should be able to be lifted.
All right, and folks will be able to go swimming and tubing and things in
yes.
Lake Bilsby.
Yes.
Okay. Let's kind of backtrack, I guess, and kind of go through the events of it started on the night of the 2nd, which was Monday night, and kind of went on into Tuesday morning. Dave, were you there the whole time?
Yeah, I was there
the front
whole
row
time,
seat for
along with pretty much everybody in our utilities department was on site. Our administrator was on site also at times.
What happened? Now, I understand, according to the information we have, the release that you sent, an alarm went off at about 8 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yep, alarm went off at 8 o'clock. Arrived on the site, and there was water. A pipe had broke within the basement of our pretreatment building. So our pretreatment building is our first step in the water treatment process. So the basement was totally full of water. Pumps and controls and everything in the basement had been submerged.
Now, is this the same area back in January that we had some issues with the pumps and controls at that time? Is this the same basement area or
no? Different? That's a totally separate building,
okay.
Separate location, so unrelated to that building.
Do we know what caused this pipe to break?
We don't know that at this time. It's something that we're looking into and reviewing. And hopefully we'll have more information on how it actually did break. We know that it's been in place for years and years and been operating fine as it is. So nothing has changed that would lead us to believe that that would cause the failure. So that we'll be looking into it more.
Now, is that what was the pipe made of? Was it PVC? We've got reports it was PVC. Was it that? Was it steel? Was there corrosion or anything like that involved?
The pipe
in it,
that broke was PVC.
Okay, so it wouldn't be rusting or anything like that. Huh. Now, how did we get from that point into dumping, a million gallons of sewage into the Cannon River? How did get us from point A to point B there?
Sure, so really, when we were there on site, we really thought it was going to be fully contained within the basement. Everything was still operating at that time, and we were pumping out the basement, getting prepared and monitoring systems, and then we started to have pump failures. So we have redundant pumps, and the pumps started to fail. So typically we have one operating, but the one and then the backups also started failing. So once our backup pump started failing, we were unable to keep up with the flow coming into the plant. So we were balancing back and forth to try to keep it operational. And we had the front screening still operating. And at some point later in that evening, we finally just had we were too overwhelmed and too inundated. We had to have the discharge in order to get the pumps back online.
Is the facility set up where if something catastrophic like this does happen, does it just go straight into the, do you have options of where to put it, or is it the discharge? Is the facility built by the Cannon River for that specific reason?
Well,
do you know?
It is built near the river just for its discharge location and being able to discharge close to that body of water. there are redundancies within the plant, but certainly you don't know the catastrophe or whatever could happen. So each scenario is unique and different, mm-hmm. But there are definitely redundancies built into wastewater plants.
Now that it would lead you to ask the question, how? Okay, we've got one thing failed that caused a chain reaction of pumps, and then the redundant pumps, the backup pumps. The backup pumps, are they in the same place as the regular pumps? And was the pipe breaking with the water flow rising in the basement, as you said? Was that the cause of those pumps failing? Why did the pumps fail?
We're still looking into why they failed. I don't have a good answer on why they failed. We believe it's with some potentially of the electronics and the controls tied to their operation, mm-hmm. with the water. We think that potentially is the cause, but certainly under review.
Okay, so the decision was made, and it was kind of made for you, I guess, that you had to get rid of some of the discharge into the Cannon River. At that point, it's still right. Are you still taking in sewage? Why did it stop at 5 o'clock? Did the operations start to work again? Did we get the pumps going again? And where are we at right now with the facility? Is it working at all at any level?
Yep. So the facility's back online and operating. Once we were, with the discharge, we were able to get the pumps back online and get them operating. So that's why we were able to be down for a shorter amount of time. Mm-hmm. It's still certainly unfortunate that we had to have the discharge, but during that we were able to get the pumps fixed and get them back operating, and the plant came back online.
Okay, so the pumps are working at this point. What will happen to them? Do they need to be, if they have been damaged or compromised in any way, I would imagine are they going to be replaced? Do we know what the cost of this is going to be yet?
We don't know the answer related to that, but certainly the things that we really look at are the electrical type controls, mm-hmm. related to the operation of these items. So those are the really the high priority items to get repaired, and we're working on getting those things done.
All right. Was this in any way related to the fire that had happened about a month or so ago?
So the fire out at the wastewater plant, that was in a totally separate building also, mm-hmm. and unrelated to this incident.
All right. So we've had three incidents there that are totally unrelated, but still pretty catastrophic as far as the failure of the system goes. Where do we go from here? Are we looking at everything? We talked to you a month ago and said, are these things related? Is there major problems with this? Well, now it appears that question has been answered. We've got some major problems going on at the wastewater treatment plant. Where are we going from a standpoint of higher level up? What are you, the mayor and city administrator, going to be working on here?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jeff. So I can answer that. I think we have a really solid facility. It's a state-of-the-art facility, and it was significantly upgraded in 2002. Bolton Mink did an facility plan that was presented to the council back in 2016, I believe. January of 2016 is the date of the report on there. And that includes a 10-year capital facility plan. And we've been following that to date. And one of the items that was listed in there for, I think it was 2021, to be replaced was the equipment in the biosolids building. From a public standpoint, I guess I want our community members to know that we're following facility plans. We've got a solid working facility. These incidents are completely unrelated, and we are going to do our best to ensure that our city staff have the necessary resources to be able to take care of the situation, improve it, make sure that the necessary procedures are in place to ensure that it doesn't happen again. But I guess I really want people to know that we're taking these incidents seriously, and we're going to be making sure that we put the It's a really important part of the overall functioning of our community that we really don't think about very often until something goes awry, but we're going to be doing everything that we can to ensure that we don't have another incident.
Now, I want to go back to something you said, I think in the first sentence, that in 2002 there was the study done, and it was a 10-year plan. Where's that 10-year plan? Am I missing up the timeline with this?
Yeah, so in 2002, the plant was significantly updated.
Uh-huh.
The new facility plan is in 2016. It's
okay.
A 10-year plan.
Okay.
Yep, and I can Dave can respond
so
to that.
So originally from 1958, that was when the plant was originally on it. So it was totally redone, rebuilt, everything really new in 2002. So, and now in 2016, a facility plan that looks out and does 10-year forecasting of the capital improvements and needs out there. So those items have been, you know, programmed into the city's capital improvement program, and those have been adopted by city council. So identified improvements.
Who did the 2016 study? Was that Bolton and Menk again?
That was Bolton and Menk.
Are they reliable? I mean, they recommended that this shouldn't be done until 2021, and yet we have three massive failures. What are they reliable? What's going on?
So Jeff, I think the most important thing for us to know and understand at this point is we have really good quality insurance that's covering all of these events. They're doing the necessary research. They're going in, investigating, trying to find the cause. Our job at that point is to ensure that we have the necessary procedures that are in place to ensure something doesn't happen again. Secondly, that we have high quality infrastructure. Anything that needs to get replaced gets replaced. So our insurance is covering the biosolids building, the infrastructure there that needs to be replaced. That was already going to be covered in our CIP. It's now will be covered by our insurance. So that's a major expenditure that our community will not have to pay for. This is an opportunity, and we're looking at it to see how we can improve things.
Now, let's talk about the human aspect of this. We have we've talked to a lot of people about this in town. Of course, Northfield's a small town. We know a lot of people that know things about the inner workings of town. And we've had a lot of people contact us as well. There seems to be quite a bit of concern within some circles about the who we have. A few years, I'll be very honest with you, open with you. A few years ago, there was a reconstruction of the employees and their duties and stuff, a reassignment of duties. A lot of employees weren't happy with that at all. And a lot of employees have left the city, including quite a few at the plant, the wastewater plant. Do we have enough people? Is that staffed properly now? Are the people that we have there, are they all trained and certified? What is going on with the personnel down there? And I don't mean to be pointing the finger at any personnel, but that is a question that that's got to be asked, and you guys have to ask that as well.
So, Jeff, I guess it was a reorganization that was done that's authorized by the city council. Our city staff brought back the study that was done about the reorganization, and that was formally adopted by the city council. And would love to know if there are any concerns out there or what you're hearing so that we as policy setters can follow up on those concerns. I think that that's important, but we really don't want to be putting information out there that really has no factual bearing or any data to back it up. So if there are rumors out there, would love to hear those. People can contact me.
Well,
my phone number is in there.
It's a fact that
the
employees have left. Now, what we don't know is what is left there. I mean, I'm presuming that everybody there is still certified and working, are certified, and we are fully staffed. But that's one of the questions you're going to have to ask. I mean, we've had three major catastrophes, and we can't really gloss this over. At least we certainly aren't as the media. I mean, we've got the people of Northfield to answer to, as do you. So these questions, I believe, are valid, and we're going to want some answers for this. So we're going to, just to let you know, we're going to want some answers for this, and we're going to be talking to, if we can, some of the employees that have left. I would really recommend taking a look at the exit interviews as a good start of the people that have left to see what they've had to say. So
Thanks, Jeff. I think it's good to know that there are concerns out there, and if people can address those concerns, or if you can forward those concerns on to us, and if people aren't talking directly to us, we don't know and understand what the issues are out there. And I think it's really important in these situations to really be assessing the situation and ensuring that we are moving forward in a positive direction.
Have we received, do we know, is the city going to be fined for this? I would kind of imagine that the Pollution Control Agency is taking a look at this. Are we going to be cited for this? Do you know yet?
Jeff, I would say that we'll be working with the PCA through the discharge process, and we'll be following up with them. At this time, we don't know if we'll receive a fine, but certainly we'll be working with them on that item.
Do you know what agencies of the government are doing an investigation here? Have you heard from them yet? Or environmental control? Dakota County, of course, has been looking into the water quality. They've been investigating that in Lake Bilsby. Are there other agencies that are working on this as well?
The police, Pollution Control Agency is really the responsible authority that does our permitting, so they're the only ones that would be involved in that, Jeff. And I do want to say, too, I mean, we certainly care about these things, and we're taking taking this very seriously. I do think it's also responsible, as you're looking into these issues, to really, like, look at each event on its own. They're very unique and different from each other. I'm frustrated that they're happening as well. I know we all are. But I think also you have to look at the facts of the case, and these are all very independently, and we'll get into more detail later, too, about all of these events in detail. But you can't just also assume that because we've had these major issues that they're all interrelated. We're looking at each one of them, trying to learn from it, and making some changes potentially with those. In other cases, they might have just happened. And so we'll certainly do that. I mean, I'm very confident in the staff that we have. I believe our staffing levels are right. The reorganization, as I looked at it, I wasn't here, but actually has put more people working directly at the wastewater plant specifically. So, and to answer your earlier question about are they qualified employees, we absolutely have qualified people. We always have transitions. Certainly you can look into that. Encourage you to look into that. That's fine, because those are things we look at as well. But we are concerned. We're working on this, and look forward to sharing more information too.
All right. Anything else that anyone would like to mention on that?
I don't think so. Thanks so much, Jeff, for having us in.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, and we will keep in touch on this. Thank you.
I would just say, Jeff, if I could, too. Now, we are going to have, so we're expecting, again, some reports coming today on our test results, so people should be hearing that. Hopefully we'll continue to see the levels lower than like we saw yesterday, and if so, then we could potentially be lifting the advisory as early as today. Our council meeting next Tuesday, we'll be talking in greater detail to the council about this event, so we'll be doing that if the public would like to be available for that. And then the week after, we have another council meeting, and we're anticipating more information, particularly more detail about the fire event at that at that meeting. So this is definitely going to be an ongoing discussion as we give updates on these things.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. That is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with City Administrator Ben Martig and City Engineer Dave Bennett.